Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 9th day of August, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE. 90.9 FM over the air right here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast, of course, at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune in, you just have to go to our website, which is, of course, ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning. The video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. We're glad that you are all with us this morning because coming up, in the next few moments, my guest today from San Juan Regional Medical Center, we'll be talking with them about some of the services offered at the San Juan Health Partners Clinic in Aztec. That is our focus this morning, so stay tuned for that beginning in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then later on this morning, we'll be checking in with Ron Price at 8:50 a.m., another lesson about life in the sandbox from Ron coming up today later on this hour. Next hour, it's Roving with the Arts, our weekday classical music program with Mick Hess. Mick is featuring music from Gustav Mahler this morning, so you'll hear that next hour right here on KSJE, which will take us to 10:30 and right on Four Corners. Del Cherie Gladden is speaking with the author who worked with Yankees baseball player Roy White and wrote the book about his life. That's coming up today at 10:30 on Right on Four Corners right here on KSJE. And a reminder to check out our latest KSJE On the Road program. You can find it on Facebook and YouTube. We went down to check out the rehearsals for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Farmington Civic Center. The show opens tomorrow night, so you can get a sneak peek by going to our KSJE On the Road and watching that program on Facebook and or YouTube. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is sunshine, 59 degrees at the moment on this Wednesday morning. We are expecting a mostly sunny day today with a high near 90 in Farmington. Maybe a scattered shower or thunderstorm popping up. 64 with partly cloudy skies overnight tonight. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a better chance for a thunderstorm popping up on Thursday with a high of 87. 60 overnight, then 89 in sunshine on Friday. More chance of a scattered shower Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'll be back with my guests and more right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health, and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. Back with my guests in Studio A this morning from San Juan Health Partners Clinic in Aztec. Vanessa Glass is here. She is the clinic manager in Aztec. Good morning and welcome to KSJE.
Good morning. We're super excited to be here today.
Glad to have you here as well. Also joining us this morning is nurse practitioner Liberta Dempsey, who is here with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here, both of you. And you both work for the San Juan Health Partners Clinic in Aztec. So talk to me a little bit. It is near, let's see, the address is where?
The address is 120 Lano Street. So if you're familiar with Aztec, it is across the parking lot from Care Pharmacy.
There you go.
Yes.
That's a great landmark, right?
Yes,
to be able
it
to
is,
find it.
Sure.
So there you go. And you now are offering some new kind of walk-in services, right, for patients or maybe people who aren't yet patients at the clinic. And talk to me a little bit about those.
That's correct. We're extremely excited that we recently launched the walk-in clinic. We had closed the Bloomfield walk-in clinic around the time that COVID had started. And we decided to open a walk-in clinic to our patients. We like to service that entire area Blanco, Navajo Dam, Bloomfield, even Durango, we have patients that come in from there. Now, if you have an acute issue that you need to be seen for, you, whether you're established with us or not, we will be able to see you as a patient on that day.
And that can be a bit challenging, right, with schedules and things like that, but you've been able to figure that out and save some time to see these walk-ins, I guess, right? That's the important part.
Correct. We have a brand new nurse practitioner who joined our group named Janet Gorham. She's been a wonderful addition to our amazing team that we already have. She has dedicated her schedule to seeing those patients on a walk-in basis.
Very good. And you bring up the team, and so that's a great transition to Liberta to talk with her a little bit.
Yes.
As being a member of the team, as another nurse practitioner at the Aztec Clinic. And you were telling me before we came on the air this morning, you see patients of all ages, all types and sizes, I guess, that walk in to see you, correct?
Right. So we see anybody from newborns up to 100 plus, you know. And so, and we also have some specialties that do come in. We have a cardiologist, Dr. Gabaldon, comes in. And then we have Sugar, Dr. Sugar Singleton, she comes in. And Katie McCree from pediatrics, she comes in and sees patients.
Right. And if folks have a specific issue or problem, there are specialists and other folks, like you mentioned, that can help as well and schedule a visit.
Rest.
With them as well, right?
Yes.
And that's another important part of it. And you are accepting new patients these days, correct?
Yes, we are accepting new patients in Aztec. We can generally get you in, depending on the urgency, either the same day or within a week. And since our hours are at 7 in the morning until we close at 6, we take our last new patient at 4 and then follow-ups at 4:30. We can pretty much try to work our schedule around getting somebody in.
Very good. And that's Monday through Friday?
We are actually only open Monday through Thursday. We have staff that open the doors there at 6:45 in the morning, and then we close the doors at 6.
Got it. Okay. Good to know. And talk to me a little bit about how important it is to have a medical relationship for individuals, maybe someone who doesn't have a doctor or a primary care physician that they go to, but to have to start that relationship and start being seen by someone on a fairly regular basis to track maybe changes or health changes in somebody.
Right. A lot of people we've noticed do have a lot of anxiety coming in to see any provider, regardless of what it's for. Unfortunately, during COVID, a lot of them neglected their healthcare in fear of catching COVID when they went out into public, which has since made already existing issues even worse. We want them to feel comfortable to come in, to be seen, to take care of any vaccinations for the children and adults as well. Also, we do have a full-time nurse navigator in our clinic who she will actually visit with our patients that have Medicare. If they're not familiar with that, Medicare does pay for it's one time a year, it's for an annual wellness visit. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty much top to bottom assessment that they do with a nurse as well as with one of our providers that we have in the clinic like Liberta. And any needs that they have, we're more than glad to put in a referral for them to get seen or testing any of that stuff to make sure that they are in the best health possibly.
Right. And Liberta, talk to me a little bit about getting that annual checkup, that annual wellness check and things like that, that can maybe discover something that maybe the patient isn't aware of or a potential health problem. With early detection, we always hear that that's usually the best method for treatment too, for successful outcomes, right?
Right. We usually we call them preventative programs, to where we try to catch some type of cancer before it does occur, before a patient is feeling the symptoms, for example, lung cancer, before a patient becomes very short of breath. We do annual screenings with CT scans just to make sure if we see any nodules or not. And the same thing with colonoscopies and then even vaccinations. We like to get them updated. And these are all just measures put out by the United States Preventative Task Force that we go along. And every year they follow up with what is going on. They watch the U.S. population and make adjustments according to that.
Right. And they're probably watching us get older and fatter, probably, is what's happening, just from personal experience. But maybe, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm just saying. But when folks do come in, though, I mean, it's important to maybe have that relationship and maybe get to know healthcare provider to be able to kind of see maybe changes from year to year. I mean, that's another way that you can kind of follow things or maybe raise a red flag if something doesn't look right.
Right. There are sometimes we do annual lab work, and then sometimes we do see red flags and follow that down the line and see if it comes up with anything. Most of the time, thankfully, there's nothing. You know, it's just a change in labs, temporary, and a person goes back to normal. But on the other hand, that person that maybe has something coming up that we don't know about, they're really thankful about catching it on early on. And so they can have more time with their family and loved ones.
Of course, right. Or maybe enjoy life more if they're able to go out and hike more or exercise more. And maybe, again, because sometimes I think when people get a health problem, then they slow down and maybe they're not as active, and that develops other problems. And it's just kind of a snowball in some cases.
Yes.
If it's not corrected or reversed or what have you.
Yes.
Which is what we're talking about. This is the time of year, of course, we're talking back to school. And so you mentioned vaccinations, but that's certainly an important thing for going back to school. Physicals for athletics is also important. That's another thing that you offer in Aztec?
Yes, that's correct. Our clinic, as well as San Juan Health Partners Pediatrics and even Urgent Care, has now opened up their services for athletes in the area that are needing to get their sports physicals completed. All we ask is that you bring the form in with you at the time of your wanting to get that done. Once again, you don't need to have an appointment in order to get that sports physical done. It is done on a walk-in basis as well.
And that's in Aztec, or is that everywhere?
That's in Aztec. That's at the Urgent Care by Target, as well as San Juan Health Partners Pediatrics.
Gotcha. They can take care of that, so that's important. And Liberta, again, you and I were talking before we came on the air this morning about some of the cases that you see, a lot of maybe hypertension, high blood pressure, a lot of diabetes cases and things like that. Is that mostly what you're seeing in patients these days when they come to see you?
Yes, a lot of that we see hypertension, we see diabetes, and unfortunately sometimes hypertension can lead to heart problems, congestive heart failure, or maybe even lung issues. And so we're seeing a lot of that as well and trying to prevent some of that stuff.
Right. And I was going to ask you if that's some of those things that maybe you can try to correct, reverse, help with treatment to kind of avoid the alternative of what's going on.
Yes, I think early on, like for example, hypertension, it's a good idea. And I try to tell my patients this, check your blood pressure at home, know what your baseline is, and maybe there are some changes as far as diet that you can incorporate, such as cutting out sodium or maybe even decreasing sodium slowly. And some of these little measures go a long way in the end. You can decrease your blood pressure and then also decrease the chance for heart attacks or anything, even just changing. Maybe going out for a walk one day and then going a few feet. If you can't do a full mile, go a few feet and then add a little bit at a time. And like I said, a lot of these little changes go a long way.
Really important, for sure. And you both have been in healthcare for a little bit of time. Liberta, you were talking with me, or I think I noticed in a bio that you used to work in the ICU at the hospital, which is a little different situation than working at a clinic. But you've had some years in ICU work as well.
Yes, I did.
Working there.
Yes.
Okay. And now you're at the clinic. And how long have you been there?
In Aztec? At the clinic?
Yeah.
18 months.
Okay. So a little over a year and a half.
Yes.
If my math is right this morning.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Good to know. And Vanessa, you're at the clinic. How long have you been there managing the clinic?
I have been managing this clinic for 3 years now. We've gone through a tremendous amount of changes because it was obviously during a huge transitional time for everybody.
Right.
So I'm excited with this group. Also, just to let y'all know, we do have, Liberta is fluent in Navajo. We have two Spanish speakers as well as one that does American Sign Language. So.
Nice.
If your concern is maybe a language barrier, I would hope that wouldn't deter you to come in. We do have software as well that the hospital has provided for us to be able to work with patients in order to get their needs met.
Very good. So even maybe if someone speaks a another language that you don't have someone on staff for, you can use technology to hopefully communicate effectively with that family member or that patient.
Yes.
And so that's an important thing, because I'm sure that's really important for folks to realize. What are we not covering yet this morning that I needed to ask you both about? Have we covered most of the things that we wanted to talk about, the things that are available in Aztec these days?
Yes. The only other thing is that we do have an open lab there. So as long as you bring in a lab order, we will be able to take your blood or get a ProTime for you for those that are on anticoagulants. Starting on Monday, we're excited. We have a rad tech that's starting with us. So if you have an order, you can have your imaging done in our clinic as well.
Nice. And that makes it convenient for a lot of folks, again, on that east side of the county. That's really your audience, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The market that you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really important. And these rad techs can take images and then get them interpreted and send them off to a radiologist to look at and then get the results back, hopefully within a day or two is the ideal?
Ideally, yes, for sure.
Gotcha. Very good. And is that the first time you've been able to do that in Aztec in a while?
Once again, pre-COVID, we had a rad tech out there, but she had to get sent to the hospital due to the increasing need for imaging and things like that.
Right. But now you have your own.
Now we're going to have our own, and we're really excited. So
that's terrific. Well, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in this morning and talking a bit about all the services that you offer at the clinic in Aztec. Once again, it's on Llano Street, right there by Care Drug.
Yes.
120.
120. Yes.
I asked about that number, and now I know why you have it in your title.
But that is correct.
That's why it's there. But that's terrific. Well, great. Well, thank you both very much for being here, and I appreciate it. Is there a phone number or anything else that folks would like to call and find more information about the clinic?
Sure. Our office's direct number is 505-334-3404.
All right.
It's kind of a mouthful, but yes.
But we can find it online too. I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely on the hospital's website for sure.
As we've been saying, you could walk in.
Just walk on in. Yep. Yes.
There you go. Very good. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. My guest this morning from San Juan Health Partners Clinic in Aztec with me here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.